Cat for 6699. Hello?
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Dad. What do you want?
Mum, I've been watching the tennis and I think I'd like to be a ball boy.
What's wrong with you, eh, Dad? You're too old. You want to run around looking like just William. Them other ball boys would take one look at you and duff you up behind the Pim's tent.
Yeah, well, if Penis Williams was playing, then I think it
It's Venus, Dad. Venus Williams.
Oh, if Venus Williams was playing, then I could give her the balls before she served.
Yeah, you'd put her off her stride if she saw you running towards her. Oh, here's your balls, Venus. Oh, look, me shorts are falling down. Oh, give me a minute, I'll just pull them up. Would you mind helping me, Venus? I've got balls for you in me hand. You know you're game.
I could be an umpire then.
No, you couldn't, Dad, because you can't count and you'd need to be trained. Where'd you get your ideas from? Were you hatched out of an egg or something?
The scoring's confusing though, Mum. I mean, why do they start with 15? What happens to the other 14 points before that?
Oh, they build up to it, don't they, with all the warm-ups. They probably start in the dressing room with their number ones. Then they come out and practice on the court a bit, warming up to 14. Then they hit the ground running straight into the game with a 15. But they sway from side to side before the next serve. Then smash, they score, and it's 30 love.
Why is it love, not zero?
Well, you see, that all dates back to past times, doesn't it? People would get a bit handy with their fists in them days, and someone would shout out, love, to calm things down. You got to love the person who's losing, haven't you? Call them love, not zero.
Oh, right,
yeah. Yeah, it was a French game originally, Dad. It was royal. They played it in the court of Louis XIX. They probably used baguettes before they invented rackets.
Well, why does it then go to 40 and not 45, Mum?
Oh, they just want to get on with it by then, don't they, Dad? And the French didn't have the metric system, did they? They want to speed it up a bit. The crowd's been watching for hours with sunburned heads. They don't want to hang around till 45, do they?
No.
You know, it's not the same as it used to be, though. Oh, I used to love that Bjorn Borg running around with his headband on and them little shorty shorts. Oh, lovely. They were real players in them days, Dad. Real men. Not like today.
I used to like that Martin Navratilov.
Yeah, well, them foreign players was always the best, weren't they? They had to be strong to climb over that Berlin Wall. That Tim Emman, he never won Wimbledon, and they named a hill after him. It was ridiculous.
That's, Aidan Turner play tennis, Mum?
Of course he does. He's Irish, isn't he? It's their national sport. The short ones are all jockeys, but the taller ones play tennis. Well, he'd have been world champion, old Aidan, if he wasn't pole dark. He'd look lovely in a set of whites. Wouldn't mind a bit of mixed doubles with Aidan.
And me and Venus could play against you.
You'd look atrocious in tennis whites. You'd look like that bloke in It Ain't Half Hot, Mum, that Don Estelle, with your long baggy shorts and your string vest. You'd get all tangled up in the net.
I'm going to watch the ladies' semi, Mum.
Yes, semi, I bet you are, Dad. Well, don't get buried under Hemman Hill.
Yeah, bye, Mum.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.